could see into the future. If only we knew what was coming so we could prepare for it. And yet, would you really want to know what's coming? Would you really want to know the day and the hour of your death? I don't think so. What we need, you and I, is some real wisdom when it comes to our respective futures. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to the program as today we take another look at godly, life-changing wisdom from a different perspective. If the truth be known, our past is completely out of our control. Of all the things in our lives that are out of our control, the past is the biggest one, because no matter what you do, you cannot change the past. And so what many people do is they turn their attention to the future. What's going to happen? What's next? Will it be something good or something bad? I mean, we're always hoping for something good, right? Our default position is that life should be a bed of roses 100% of the time. But, you know, there are little things that niggle away at us. A dark cloud emerging over here, an ill wind blowing over there. And before you know it, you're worrying about your future. In fact, if you took a stock take of your thoughts over just the next 24 hours, you might well be surprised just how much of your time you spend worrying about your future. So if perhaps you have those negative thoughts swiddling around in your head and in your heart, here's a word from God to set you free. Because that is what God's word does. It sets us free in a way that nothing else can, in a way that no one else can. Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 and 26. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than them? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to the span of your life? Good question, Jesus. Who, by worrying, can add a single hour to their life? In other words, worrying doesn't produce a single positive outcome, not a one. In fact, these days, doctors will tell you that worry causes stress, and stress can actually cut your life short. Do you believe that God loves you or not? Well, if you do, then you can go on and live your life as though that's true, because it is. He does love you. According to Jesus, not me, you understand, according to Jesus, he will provide your every need. And that means you no longer need to worry about anything. Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. There's absolutely no point in worrying about tomorrow. There are no surprises there for God. There's nothing there that he can't handle. Keep your eyes on today and be the best you that you can be today. Because your ultimate tomorrow, your ultimate destiny, is a heavenly prize that's beyond anything that you or I could imagine. When we think about the future, we mostly just think about our future here on this earth. That's what appears most important at the moment. What's going to happen to my health, my finances, my marriage, my children? Where am I going to live if things don't go the way I'd planned? We have plans, you see, and anything that looks like it's going to disrupt those plans, even if actually God has something much better for us than we'd planned, we get all touchy and we start to worry about it. But let's lift our eyes for a moment and look at the eternal destiny that God has for you and me. Because eternity, compared to our days here on this earth, is an incredibly long time, right? Yes, we suffer on earth. Yes, there are tears and there's pain and there are things in your life right now that you wouldn't have wished upon yourself. But they're there and that's it. In the middle of that reality, in the middle of your reality, God has this to say to you today. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that's about to be revealed to us. There's just no comparison between then and now, because one day in the not too distant future, the home of God will be among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things will have passed away. Revelation chapter 21, verses 3 and 4. See, that's where your life is headed if you believe in Jesus. That's the ultimate destiny. That's the certain hope, the rock solid, certain hope that God is giving you today. And I believe that he wants you and me to accept that certain hope into our hearts right now. Whatever suffering you're traveling through right at the moment, you have a future that is beyond anything you can ever imagine, ready and waiting for you. And Jesus has gone ahead to get things ready. John chapter 14, verses 2 and 3, he said, "In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also." So my friend, take courage today. Your life is headed towards an eternity in the presence of God, an eternity where you will worship him, enjoy him, be with him without end. And the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed to you soon. Man, God has such an amazing future plan for you and for me. It's a future that Jesus died to purchase for us on that cross. It's a future that he rose again to give us so that we could have the gift of eternal life. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 54 to 58. "When this perishable body puts on imperishability and this mortal body puts on immortality, then the saying that is written will be fulfilled. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved, be steadfast, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord, because you know that in the Lord your labor is not in vain." You see, the eternal future that's coming our way is meant to make a powerful difference to the way we live our lives now. Therefore, be steadfast and immovable. Therefore, because of the eternity that's coming your way, excel in the work of the Lord, because you know that it's not in vain. So many people worry about their futures when, in fact, in Christ, their future is secure. So many people believe in Jesus. They believe that they're saved, but they don't let that faith impact the certainty with which they live, the hope with which they love, the power with which they go on, the joy with which they approach each day. Friend, if you believe in Jesus, you have such a future ready and waiting for you today. Live your life with that future in mind. Live your life with the certainty of that future filling your heart. When you shed this earthly body of sickness and sin, you will put on eternal imperishability and spend that eternity in the presence of the living God forever and ever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Life can be hard work some days, and as that daily grind just kind of grinds away at you, it's easy to forget that Jesus died and rose again to give you victory over your sin, over your circumstances, victory. That's why every video message that we produce here at Christianity Works is available on our YouTube channel. The daily fresh devotional videos, the weekly in-depth half-hour Christianity Works teaching, and even some in-the-moment close-to-the-action videos that I shoot now and then. They're all available on our YouTube channel at christianityworks.tv. Just subscribe to the channel and you will be notified each time a new video is posted. It's simply amazing how powerfully the Spirit of God can move through even just a short video message. I guess we shouldn't be surprised. After all, the Word of God is alive and active. Amen. I'd love to encourage you too to live your life in the victory that Jesus died and rose again to give you. So that web address for our YouTube channel is christianityworks.tv. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.